Arizona Wildcats defensive coordinator Marcel Yates. Coach Yates, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
We're fine. What did you guys know about Dan Cruikshank and the others might not have, you know, when you kind of evaluate him and look what he might be able to do in the NFL?
Our thinking was we knew he was a taller corner that could run. And so, you know, for us, it kind of helped us out having him play safety, you know. And then we thought that kind of helped the team become better, but that also helped him out because teams could see him play corner and also see him playing safety.
How willing was he to change positions, you know, to help you out and as you said, be a good fit there?
Oh, he was open-minded. You know, his goal was to play, obviously, in the league, and so he wanted to do whatever it took to play in the league.
Why do you think people kind of missed on this guy or nobody knew as much about him as maybe they should have?
You know, he only played the year before. You know, he had redshirted, and so he had played the year before, and, you know, we weren't very good that year. So I don't know if teams just didn't know anything about him. But moving him to safety, I think, helped his stock out a lot.
Well, Coach, take us back to, his recruitment and when you guys identified him in high school, what he was like to the time that you guys got him and then worked with him. Did you guys see him turn into this type of player?
You know what? When when he signed to Arizona, I wasn't at Arizona. I was at Boise State, so I didn't even recruit him. But when I came in and saw his size and then saw how well he ran, you know, there were a few other guys that I coached at other places that were playing in the NFL, and I thought he was just as good, if not better, you know, and they were actually playing in the NFL. So I felt like, you know, over time, because he still has so much room to grow as a football player. And so we haven't even seen his best days, I feel like.
Well, naturally, nowhere near the talent of Dane, but move from corner to safety once you get into the league is a huge, football IQ deal where you had to put a lot of time into it. What would you say about him as far as his football IQ and being a safety slash nickel dime guy immediately impacting the Titans roster?
Right. And the first thing the kid does is he works hard. And so, you know, he's going to study film. He's a guy that's going to always be in that office, always trying to get better, ask questions. You know, he works hard. And so, you know, whatever scheme, you know, they run and then whatever they ask him to do, he's going to work his butt off to do that. You know, so that's one thing about him. He's a student of the game.
All right. I see on his bio, he intercepted Sam Darnold and Josh Rosen last season. So just take us through one of the plays that he intercepted and kind of dissecting what his reaction was and what he saw and then what you guys kind of prepared during practice. Kind of take us, you know, play by play.
Play by play. The one interception versus Sam Darnold, he was actually in the red zone and they were going in to score. The one thing about that, which was great with him, was he recognized, you know, that we were in the end zone, and you know, he worked underneath the receivers, right, instead of being on top. And he kind of understood that, right, because they ran out of room. And so he was a kid that kind of understood, you know, coverages and how to play certain things.
Coach, do you think he's better suited to play safety or corner in the NFL?
I think, you know, Dan can play both. I think it depends on the system, you know what I mean? So he can do either one. You know, I think the thing I liked about him is safety was, you know, for us, we play more man-to-man, so having a guy that played corner that can move in now and play that slot receiver, you know, helped us out a ton because he had played so much man-to-man, you know.
What about he's a good blitzer, isn't he?
Yes, he is a good blitzer. You know, he was honestly, he ended up being a lot more physical and I thought he was going to be. So when I moved him, you know, inside to nickel and had him off the edge and blitzing, I mean, he was pretty much playing like a hybrid DB slash LB spot. He was more like a DB Acker type guy who could cover.
When they list the positives and the negatives in the scouting report, and they say he has short arms, will that impede him at all from being a good guy in coverage?
I don't think so. I don't, you know. Yeah, they could say he has short arms, but he can run. Yeah. and he's strong.
What do you think he's going to have the toughest time with in the NFL, you know, facing, better quarterbacks?
You know, like, I don't know if he would have a hard time with anything, but I just think if he just comes in every day and just goes to work, you know, I think he'll be fine.
What was the thought behind moving him from corner to safety?
Just like I said, you know, and our defense, you know, he could do more. He could cover, he could blitz, he could play man-to-man, he played zone, you know, and I just thought that, you know, while it helped us out, it also helped him out as far as his draft stock, you know, because now teams could see him play more spots, you know, and more positions instead of him just being a corner, and that's all he did. Certain teams might see him as a safety, as a nickel. So to me, it kind of helped him out as far as his draft stock.
Marcel Yates, the defensive coordinator at Arizona. Thanks so much. Good stuff on Dane Cruikshank. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, guys.